Let's go on to chapter 7. This chapter takes an even deeper look at Christ's priesthood in the order of Melchizedek. This is where the Hebrews author shines. Nowhere else in the Gospels does anyone think of Christ Jesus as a priest, much less write about it as eloquently. Yet, this is how our author characterizes Jesus' role. The author goes back to Psalms 110:4 for his original meaning. The Lord has taken an oath and will not break his vow. You are a priest forever in the order of Melchizedek. Close quote. We are reminded as we read these chapters of contemporary Bible scholars writing about their loved biblical passages, writing to explain their spiritual meaning, perhaps as they relate to a contemporary challenge. Well, this is exactly what the Hebrews author is doing for us. He's going back to the Hebrew Bible time and time again and pulling it forward to apply to the contemporary situations of his own day. So it's in chapter 7 that we get to the very heart of the sermon, and this is chapter 7, verse 1, all the way through to chapter 10, verse 39. This section that's the heart of the letter is divided into three parts, and those three parts are helpful to study individually. The first part is chapter 7, verse 1 to 28. That's where the author talks about Christ's priesthood in order of Melchizedek. The second part is chapter 8, verse 1, through chapter 10, verse 18. This is where the Hebrews author develops the priestly ministry in the sanctuary, in the idea of covenant, and in sacrifice.